Welcome to our Chambra Monthly Gathering. We're here on the Big Island in the Kona area. We're at the Bilamyo, and we're here with you gathering at the Chambra Pavilion.
The Chambra Pavilion, right. Aloha, everybody. Good to be with you all again. It's been quite a while since we've had a shout back in August. There was no shout in September, although we did that big Time of the Merlin event. But here we are back in Kona. We got the full production crew with us today. It's really nice being here with everybody. We have
and our dogies.
And we have Belle here with us. So it's such a delight
to be
back
with her.
Could we
get a picture? Thank you.
She's right here
she's
at the front of the
beauty.
Stage and waiting for the shout. She's like, can we keep things moving along, get into it with the Damas? But
she's like the rest of the audience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we've got a few things to cover here as we get into the day. And first of all, it is Halloween month.
It is Halloween month.
I love Halloween month. It's one of my favorites. And
why?
It's autumn. You know, autumn is my favorite month of all.
Which makes no sense
and
to me.
And Halloween is kind of the beginning of the holiday season. It starts with Halloween.
Right.
It goes to Thanksgiving here in the U.S.
Okay.
Then into Christmas, then into New Year's, then into Super Bowl, and then into cold, bleak, gray weather.
I think it's only like 90 days till the end of the year.
It's about right. Yeah, it's about right. But anyway, welcome everybody. It's good to have you all from all around the world being part of this. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the upcoming activities and the new things happening at Crimson Circle. And then we take a break and we come back for Adamus. I know Adamus is ready to go today. He has quite a lineup of things
He's
to talk
talking
about.
To you a lot. You've been so distant. It's just like, but busy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's Adamus' fault that I've been so distant. So anyway, no,
Jeffrey.
he's been yakking a lot.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and he's ready to go. It's a new series. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. So let's get into it. Let's take a look at what we have going on. We're going to take a look at the Merlin I Am Shoud from August. It was Shoud number 11. It was the last one of the series.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick look at what we did back in August. That's so long ago, I do not remember. And on top of that, you dropped that Time of the Merlin event in there, which was so big. I simply don't remember what was going on.
Truly.
Yeah. So let's take a look at that, a recap from the last Shoud of the Merlin I Am series. I am that I am. Adamus of sovereign domain and not a lot of patience. that'll give you a heads up about this shout. So what's in the air right now?
The fog of consciousness.
Mm.
Change.
Mental imbalance. I really feel anxiety out there. Well, the thickness of mass consciousness.
I'll give my answer. What's in the air? What's really happening if you feel into it? Don't go mental. Just sense into a tremendous anxiety. And Chambra, you're experts at this. You almost invented it. You take it on yourself. What's wrong with me? Rather than saying, what's going on all around me? Could we just stop for a moment and realize, please, it's not yours. It's really not. Everything's just the way it should be right now. We're right on plan, a little bit ahead of schedule, actually, for the planet. Let me point out something very interesting. Star Wars, that opening line. What was that? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. A long time ago. That is the key. So most people, it kind of goes past them, I think. So you got these spaceships and they're traveling around and you got these huge, space colonies and floating around out there. And you think, well, that's in the future. Oh, no, my friends, that's the past. That's where you came from. Before this place of Earth ever really came to be, There was life that you could say was somewhere between the physical realm and the ethereal realm. It wasn't crystallized yet like it is here. And it was actually on Earth itself, this planet, where life as you know it in your biology became crystallized. And there are still many, many places in the physical universe that are really just being birthed right now. It's all happening right now. Once you really allow yourself to go into the eterna, you realize it's all there. It's all happening. And it's not like what you've learned about evolution. Time is fracturing right now on the planet. That's why people are so anxious. They're used to the patterns of the past, the linear past, and it's starting to break apart right now. They're going to have difficulty coping with it. You won't have to at all. You're going to be enjoying your life, realizing that time is relatively inconsequential unless you want it to serve you, realizing that right now there is part of you that's in one of these pre-Earth colonies buzzing around the universe. It's all happening right here. Everybody's watching, you know, the Ascended Masters, the Crimson Council, the angelic beings are all watching. Every new Earth right now is watching what's happening here. And you wonder why there's such anxiety. It's changing very, very fast right now. You've already made it happen. Now, it's just about experiencing it. You've already made it happen where you transcend time. And it's a little scary at first when you do, but you suddenly transcend time itself, and suddenly the future 20 years from now, you as an ascended master, without your suffering, without your physical problems, and without your stupidity about abundance. Did I say that? Yeah, I said that. Aren't there anymore. They're not there. Because you've allowed the future that you have basically chosen to be here now and then to live that. You've blown up time. I'm going to rant today, and then we'll just get over these things. If there is anything in your life that you think you don't like, it's there because you like it. Anything. People, diseases, failures, anything. Anything in your life. If there's pains in your body, if there is abundance issues, it's because you're in love with it. What we're doing now has such huge implications, not just on you and your life, which obviously is number one, but what it does for the planet right now and what it does for all of creation right now. Nobody is inflicting anything on you. You may buy into mass consciousness. You may buy into your family ancestral game and all the rest of that, but get over it now. We have big things to do right now. There's no place going forward for suffering, and I will call you out on it. I will call you out. What you're doing here on this planet right now, your human mind right now couldn't imagine, but you could actually take a deep breath and just feel into it for a moment. It's not little. I mean, I would almost venture to say that if you really, really understood the implications, that it would scare the crap out of you, which is probably good. But what a little bit of consciousness on the planet right now does, not only for Earth and humans, but for the Star Wars that are going on right now, for the future in these next 10, 15 years are going to be monumental for Earth. For this point of singularity, approximately 2050, where everything just goes off the charts. But which way is it going to go off the charts? It depends on the consciousness that is available right now.
Wow.
What? What?
Do you remember what he said?
No, I blocked it
out.
I definitely blocked it out. I was a little shocked as we were watching this here in Kona. And it's like, whoa, did he really say that? And
I heard it and I didn't.
You know, I do understand it. And I do understand when he's saying that there's things in your life that you don't like, you can let them go. And if you haven't, they're there for a reason. He puts it a little stronger. He basically is saying that you love it, but I think it's something we can all really take a look at in our lives. If there's things that are there, ask yourself, why are you holding on to it? And then it's just a matter of releasing it when you're ready. And it could come back right away, because then you realize, oh, there was something I was really gaining from it. But it gives you kind of the management of your own life.
Jeff, that was the easy part to listen to. The hard part was about what we can expect to happen and changes and, you know, and craziness and things blowing up and 15 years and Star Wars.
No, it's just a lot going on right now on the planet. I mean, we all know that. I mean, it's obvious from just being around, listening to the news, everything. There's so much changing, and that's exactly why we're here. And also, as a little segue, it's exactly why Linda and I are staged here on this beautiful teak park bench, mm-hmm. which we got just for this occasion of this the new Art of Benching series. But mm-hmm. it's really comfortable, actually.
And it is wonderful and astounding here. In fact, it's quite interesting because the island kind of blew up yesterday. The volcano blew loose.
Yeah, well, a couple days ago. Yeah, actually, Kilauea, the volcano. There's a lot of VOG, which is volcanic smog in the air. But it's kind of cool to be sitting on the island, you know, and the volcano is erupting. And, I mean, I think it's pretty amazing. Here we are on our park bench, you know, not really worried about it. It's a very nice park bench, but I do have to tell everybody a little secret. So it's a glider, you know, meaning it goes back and forth, but they tied it down.
They didn't want us gliding.
They didn't want us swinging back and forth, because we would be, and it would drive the camera operators a little nuts. But it swings a little bit, but not the full motion. Maybe at the break I'll untie it for Adamas. All right. We have things to cover here. So
we do.
We're going to talk now about some of our upcoming events.
We have
quite a few things on the schedule between now and, early mid-next year. So let's take a look at what we have going on. The first thing is the amazing Master Code workshop online. And that's coming up October 16th and 17th.
We'll be hosting it from here.
Absolutely. We'll be hosting it from here. The early bird price of $395 is good through tomorrow. So if you're interested in signing up, you still get the early bird at $395. Master Code he talks about how all energy is coded. And it communicates in a code depending on what form the energy is in. And he really gets into the physics of it, Adamus physics, of course.
Of course.
But he really gets into the physics of what's going on. And it was one of my favorite things to do as a workshop. We did it a number of times here in Kona. Mm-hmm. And then we filmed it this summer at the studio. We're going to be hosting it live, like you said, right here from Kona.
And it's going to be in Spanish also.
In Spanish. And the e-reader, the English e-reader, is available. So if maybe English isn't your first language and you're a little nervous about it, you will have an English e-reader available. The translations aren't done yet, but the English e-reader is.
Okay.
So that's coming up. If you're interested in it, sign up. We're going to take a look right now, a little bit of some of the clips from the Master Code with Adamus. Let's take a look at that. Welcome to the Master Code. Everything is coded. Everything. All energy is coded. But the moment consciousness is present, energy begins its coding process. Coding means that the energy, in response to the consciousness, not to thought, but to consciousness, is now setting itself into patterns. The energy suddenly gets activated. It's suddenly available, and it creates the illusion of reality. And please, doesn't mean it's false. It's not false at all. But you'll realize it's quite an illusion. And the reality that you felt was so firm and solid and immovable is actually very malleable, very flexible. Once you understand the whole relationship between consciousness and energy and coding. We're going to specifically talk about the Atlantean code that brought you here. It was the first conscious code ever known to humanity, where a group did it very consciously with an understanding of what they were doing. We're going to be going back and experiencing that, and you'll be re-experiencing some of your Atlantean selves as we do. We're also going to be talking about the master code itself. The master code is really the passion and the purpose why you're here on the planet. Why it's not worth it stressing about your realization. It has to be there. We're also going to be coding the ascension code. And this is your gift, one of your gifts, but a very important gift for humanity well after you're gone. Let's go back to Alt. We talk about it a lot in Crimson Circle because it is an important part of your journey, a very important part. And there's a lot of coding tied up in it, and there's a lot of emotions that are part of it, a lot of history. Those who had been part of the headbands, working with the crystals, who had no ill intent whatsoever, felt for the first time this thing called shame. A deep shame for disturbing this balance of beauty that was in all the lands of Atlantis, and you were watching it literally fall apart. This is the real bond of Shambra. We knew it was time to light fires, huge fires that were attended to for a period of almost 2 years. Tended to by at least 100 beings, Atlanteans at a time. We were coding. We were creating the way, the path into now. And that path was coded for each and every one of us to follow, to go through lifetime after lifetime, lifetimes that would take us underground when the surface of the earth was burning. Lifetimes that would take us from beneath the surface of the earth back onto earth itself, into lifetimes with Yeshua, into lifetimes where there was the evolution, the birthing of religions, of culture, of music, of art. Lifetimes that would take us through wars. Lifetimes that would take us through mystery schools. Lifetimes that would eventually bring us to what you now know as the time of machines. It's the Atlantean code. That's always been part of you. That's what's brought us back time after time, and what eventually brought me back to working with each and every one of you. That is the effectiveness of a code. Consciousness, addressing, touching energy. Now we're back here. Exactly where we intended to be. We didn't know the year. We didn't have a title for it. We just knew it was the time to bring divine and human together on this planet in preparation of the new human species where headbands weren't used. The new human species that would evolve and eventually share the wisdom, share the experience, and share the beauty of life to all the places we now call new earths. It's obvious why you're here. It's obvious.
Just wanted to let you know that we extended the early bird price through tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I just want to say that Master Code is very, very profound. When we used to do it as a workshop with a live audience, it was. And then when we filmed it this summer, it was so profound that we said we have to turn this into a hosted online class. Now, we have a lot of online classes, but we do the truly most sacred ones as hosted, where Linda and I are there with you for the weekend, and you're watching it with others all around the world. So we felt this was important enough to make it a hosted class. So great. Moving ahead with other things coming up, we've got Master in Communication workshop coming up here on the island. It's October 27th through the 31st. But that falls on Halloween.
Right.
So it is a brand new workshop, and I think we have, gosh, if I'm not mistaken, 9 spaces left for it.
We keep having a few spaces left because there are people from different countries that have had some travel challenges. And so we do have spaces open, and you are certainly welcome to be a part of this master.
Yeah, for the Europeans, some of them are having a hard time getting here. Actually, yeah. Hawaii is fairly open, particularly if you've had the vaccination. Then it's just a matter of showing the credentials. But it's pretty wide open, or you can get a test before you come. But still has some openings. It's the first time doing that workshop, so I have no idea what it's about, but I'm sure Adamus is going to do a great job.
And it's easiest if you have had the vaccine, because then there's not any question about having to be quarantined. So if you've had the vaccination, this is a great place to be.
And coming up in November, we've got the Kasama workshops. The first one is November 12th through the 16th, that is sold out, and the second one is November 22nd through the 26th, also sold out, so we won't say too much more about that. Then coming up in December, one of the things we do twice a year is the Sexual Energy School. That is one of our core schools. So many Chambra from all around the world have actually taken that. It's just such a core product.
And most of you heard this before. I want to say it again because it makes such a difference. It's the only event that we actually require as a prerequisite for live events.
Right.
And particularly the small events, because what happened was the attendees could tell the difference between someone that had taken SES and someone that didn't.
Right.
Because SES really focuses on energy balance and relationships. So we realized over time that the attendees made us realize how much it meant to each of them. So, again, we hope if you would like to come to an event or you'd like to know more about energy and relationships, this is the school for you.
Yeah, it's December 3rd through 5th. And also, we do surveys of all the classes that we do just to make sure that we're always improving things. With this in particular, with Sexual Energy School, 72% over the years call it a life-changing experience, and another 24% say it's a very positive experience. So, that's Chambra's words and ratings of it. It's truly amazing. We're going to take a quick look at, it's something that we recorded last time we did it as a hosted cloud class, Linda and I talking about the Sexual Energy School. Let's take a look at that. So we're going to continue today a little bit more with Adamus on the powerless life, which is basically the master's life. Then we're going to come back to Tobias and what Linda called the history channel. And it talks about the whole history of the sexual energy virus, how it began, how it proliferated, how it came to Earth, and how now it's part of really every part of society. I love it because it's a phenomenal look at how, I mean, we're talking theoretically about the sexual energy virus, but now it's about, Tobias is going to show you how it gets into every part of life, and you start to think, oh my gosh, it's everywhere.
But once you see it, once you go through these experiences, you will never see life quite the same ever again.
That's true. With a sexual energy school, you never see things the same again, and that's a good thing because you start realizing when people are trying to feed on you, and there are many ways to do it. I mean, they can do it either through anger and abuse. Or they can also do it through, I don't know what you call it, the manipulation and, oh, poor me, and, you know, you need to take care of me and that type of thing. So you start seeing it in every part of life. I love sexual energy school.
We'd
because it deals with the core issues. And, you know, even though we recorded this back in 2006, 2007, it is so relevant today because it ultimately deals with energy. And isn't that what Adamus is talking about today?
Of course.
Your energy.
Of course.
It's all right here. And then he's giving the picture now of how the energy, the soul, everything all ties in together. So this is core because it's all about balancing, managing, and loving your energy.
Well, such, you know, this abuse thing that we talk about is often just seen as physical.
Right.
And we realize it goes way beyond that because the psychological
Could
be just as damaging or
psychic abuse.
Psychic abuse.
Psychic abuse ranges from literally black magic and witchcraft to somebody who's doing psychic abuse but doesn't realize they're doing that. But it's a psychic abuse type of thing that happens. And it goes very, very deep. I mean, it gets into your dreams. It gets into everything. It's really controlling another person or letting yourself be controlled.
So you can see that there's quite a lot that's covered in the SES, the Sexual Energy School.
Yeah, December 3rd through 5th, we only do it twice a year online. So if you're interested, check it out. Now it's time to go into 2022.
Oh, boy.
We've got a lot going on there. It's going to be a big year. I mean, just the numbers, 2022. It sounds impressive, doesn't it?
It does when you've been born in 1955.
It does. You know, that's a terrible thing, being born in 55, when you have those little forms you have to fill out online, and it gives you the year, and then you got to scroll, and geez, now I'm only back to 1987, and you got to keep scrolling. And
being offered the senior discount.
Yeah, well, that's okay, but look at it this way, we're just wise. I mean, we've learned a lot along
wise
the way.
Wise asses.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to open up 2022 with one of my favorite things to do of all is the Pronost. And this will be Pronost 2022. We've been doing it since 2014. And it's truly one of my favorite things. We're doing it on January 22nd, 2022. All those two numbers,
it's
just boggling.
Well, Pronost is really quite helpful because, you know, we all hear what's going on, but Adamus, like, takes a step back and gives us a broader perspective of what's going on and sometimes how things work that, in a way you couldn't imagine or I wouldn't have.
Oh, absolutely. And he loves it. He's already talking to me about it, little chit-chats here and there, and I'm taking notes, so I know it's going to be a big one. Lots to look forward to. So this Pronost 2022 on 1/22/2022, something like that. Okay. And later in January, we have one of our other favorite core classes, Aspectology. Aspectology is really, it's the understanding of how you create and use your aspects, how you work with them, but also how they can terrorize you. That's coming up on January 28th through the 30th.
It's so helpful because you have so many parts and pieces to yourself, facets of yourself. And they can be very, very helpful and supportive to what you do. But they can also, you can lose track, you can get distracted, and it can be something that actually works against you. So this really helps you look at all the parts and pieces of self and then how to have it all operating in the best possible way to serve you.
Absolutely. January 28th through the 30th. I love Aspectology. It digs deep. It's kind of, it can be kind of rough, but you learn so much about the nature of yourself.
And even how you see other people. That's true. So all of that's part of that.
Yeah. Coming up after that, we're back in Kona. We're going to start out with a Kasama reunion. That's for people who have, for Shambhu, who have taken
previously attended
Kasama. And we do have some spaces open on that. And then Master in Communications. That is March 21st through the 25th. We have a lot of spaces open.
And Masters in Communication was a new creation by Adamus.
Right.
Basically, it's a replacement.
Yes. It kind of a big evolution from the channeling workshop. We haven't done it yet, so I don't know how evolved it's going to be. But we do have plenty of spaces. Obviously, people are holding back, waiting to see how the whole COVID and travel thing is working out. But As things ease up, assuming they do, it'll fill up pretty quickly.
Well, Adamus was real clear about the fact that channeling was not really the forward direction, that the forward direction was really more about yourself.
Really understanding communications, yeah. Then after that, in April, we're going to be doing time traveling with Adamus.
Oh, boy.
I know. I mean, it's the first time on that. I have no idea what it's going to be. The title sounds provocative. I want to go to that workshop. That's the one I would select.
That's good if you like your own work.
We only have 8 spaces open on that. And then later in the month, we, again, Masters in Communications, 25 spaces open. So a lot of openings, all right here in Kona.
Well, a lot of people have told us that they're holding back a little bit. They want to make sure that this COVID thing clears and that, you know,
absolutely.
And right now you know that the governments are really balancing things out, and so are the airlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then into May of 2022, we're going to go once again with Time Traveling with Adamus. That's May 10th through the 14th. Right here in Kona, again, a lot of space is open.
Very experiential.
Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, we started doing all this work, doing live workshops, traveling around the world. Now we're doing so much more online. We still love doing the live workshops, but COVID, you know, it's gotten a little weird.
Kind of kicked it.
Okay, now I think it's time to go to Shambra News.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover here.
Okay.
And again, it's Halloween month, so let's take a look at what we have. A reminder, as always, the Shambra magazine, an unusual magazine for unusual people. And I'm so proud of the magazine. It comes out every month, a lot of articles, all the information. We don't send you tons of email during the month. It's all in the Shambra magazine. It's a one-stop shop for finding out what's going on and what's new with Shambra.
Right.
And always fun to work with Mark Ritter and Gene Tinder on putting the magazine out. It's a lot of work. Every month. Okay. One of the other things wanted to talk about and spend a little time with is the Time of the Merlin event.
Oh, yeah.
That was, gosh, just under a month ago.
Three weeks ago.
Yeah, that was epic. There was a lot of work that went into it up front, a tremendous amount of work, and Linda and I were so proud of the whole production. It was so beautiful, and it flowed so well. The production team, the customer service staff did such a great job.
Well, and Jeff, what you did also, you know, that when you do an event live, this wasn't a replacement for the live event.
Absolutely.
But what happened was because we had time and we knew we were going to do it online, you were able to really dive in to different characters we hadn't really heard from before and went deep into it because you weren't trying to do it all in, you know, that little tiny time frame.
Absolutely.
So I think people will be very, very taken aback by the depth that things went into.
Well, if you didn't attend, you can order it. And there's 6 different entities, including Adamus, Merlin, Beloved Saint Germain, Kuthumi, FM, formerly known as John Kaderka, and Mark Twain. And I got to just pause for a moment and say the FM and Mark Twain were just amazing to channel. I've actually channeled the other beings, but it was the first time with these two. FM was a little interesting because we had known him, obviously, for many, many years.
This lifetime.
In the flesh, in this lifetime. And I can't say that I remember ever channeling somebody who we knew in person, in the physical, in this lifetime. It had a lot of the personality of John, but there was so much great information, and the whole channel was very informational.
It really
Essentially,
was.
He talked about this new thing he's been working on, this what he calls the FM Shambra FM link, I think, and gave information about that. And we actually launched that then on September 22nd, I believe it was. If you want to know more about it, check out the Time of the Merlin event. Then Mark Twain. This was the one that Adamus hadn't told me, you know, it was the mystery entity. I only learned about it a couple weeks before the event. I had to gulp a little bit when I learned that it was Mark Twain because there's a lot of expectations and, you know, that never channeled him before.
He's a very well-known American author.
Absolutely. So, but I remember the moment it started, the moment, you know, you got done with the breathing and it was ready to go. It was so easy is not the word, but it was so graceful. it was amazing to channel that, and his storytelling and his mannerisms and everything. And I didn't have to, I just had to be present. I didn't have to think about it or work at it. I heard the accent, but I didn't even have to think about that. It was just letting it all flow. He was so present with me. I mean, there was no separation or no distance. It just was absolutely integrated.
It was pretty incredible to watch you channel that.
And it was fun too. I really enjoyed it. And it was one of my top 10 things I've ever channeled. It was fun. And what a character. I mean, the stories he told. And he made it relevant also to what we're doing to Chambra, but great stories. We also had a lot of presentations along the way. The music with Gerhard and Anat. The fun thing with Dr. Doug and Adamus being asked the tough questions. Nazar gave a great insight into the new ones coming up. Anne and Finn Anderson with the Consciousness Theater and the beautiful thing that they produced just for this event. And it was just a lot of fun. It's the time of the Merlin.
There's a lot there.
It's available now. If you didn't watch it then, it's available now. You still have 90 days access, viewing access, plus the e-reader for the channels. I don't think the translations are done yet, but you get the e-reader. And the whole thing, 3 solid days, 12 sessions for $350. So what a deal. What a deal. Okay.
Okay.
And coming up, another really interesting thing. Coming up on October 15th, this is a new album put together by an amazing artist by the name of Estes Tone, originally from Russia, lived in Israel for quite a while, and now he's mostly traveling all over
the
world.
Very gifted character.
Well, he was so impressed with the Tobias message from the time of the Sixth Son movie that he put it to music and spent a lot of time in the studio putting into all the music and everything, and now is ready to release this new album called Sacred Transmissions. It's going to be available October 15th, although you can pre-record or you can pre-order now. Yeah, and we've heard it. It's beautiful. There's, I believe, 6 tracks to it. It's just absolutely beautiful. Estes is really kind of a pop phenomenon.
Yeah, he's very well known, actually.
He was literally a street artist, playing on the streets and like in New York and other places. And it just exploded with the internet and YouTube.
He has millions of fans.
One of his YouTube videos, there's 90 million views on it. I mean, that's a lot of views.
That's a lot of views.
That's a lot of views. And if you're not familiar with Estes, here's a short clip from that YouTube video called Time of the Golden Dragon. That's a look at Estes Tone. I'm an amazing musician.
Oh, you can see his passion.
Absolutely. So this new album, Sacred Transmissions, is going to be available October 15th at estestone.com. The slide here shows the space in between Estes and Tone. You don't need one, actually. But it's estestone.com. You can pre-order it now. It's about an hour long. And he takes this beautiful Tobias message and puts the music to it. So really quite beautiful. One of the things I forgot, skipped over, was the trailer for Time of the Merlin. I was so excited talking about Time of the Merlin, I just forgot all about the trailer. So you want to go back and watch it?
Heck yeah.
Okay. So sorry to Peter and the production crew.
It'll give you a feel for what we were talking about the different characters.
So we're going to jump back now. Time of the Merlin, this is the kind of the recap. Let's take a look. This is the Time of the Merlin, and time for you to accept and adapt that title. Not to be ashamed of it, not to hide from it, but you are a Merlin, a modern-day Merlin. And the things that you can do with time or energy are going to astound not only you, but other people. And I'm not talking about doing stage tricks or magic shows or anything like that, but simply the ease and grace by which life comes to you and abides by you. That's the magic of Merlin, the ease and the grace. Energy moves, and it always will. The real understanding here in your personal life as a Merlin is how it moves, how it responds, and how it will work for you. But you do affect, and you can make your own energy moves. In other words, what do you choose, and the energy will respond to you. I am that I am, and that is a God-given fact. But the problem I seem to be having is that I'm not sure who I am. That's something I do believe all of you understand. I'm not so sure if it is because I'm 186 years old, and sometimes I fail in memory, I fail in fact, but I never fail in feeling alive, even though I'm dead. I'm not so sure if this lack of understanding who I am is due to the fact that this is some sort of trickery of the soul. And that I'm almost certain it truly is. But for our gathering here, I am Mark Twain. It was quite the life. And I allowed myself to adventure into life. You know, I'd met many people along the way who kept themselves back from the trials and tribulations of life. They held themselves back. They stayed in small towns, in small jobs, and never going off to explore either inside themselves or the world around them. But I was one filled with adventure, wanting to get out and find out what this great world was all about, and hopefully in that pursuit I would find who I was all about. I encourage all of you to do one very important thing for me, Mark Twain. Tell your stories. Tell your stories. Now, you just heard my story of going to heaven. Now, how much of it is literally true doesn't matter so much, because it is my story, and I stand behind it. I am eternal. I am beyond time as well as in time. I am that I am. I am the Merlin of Chambra. Let's gather together our energies. This Merlin that appears before you now is you, is all of Chambra. This Merlin is emerging. This Merlin is maturing. This Merlin is a reflection of each and every Shambra who comes to this point of accepting the Merlin and the Merlin wisdom within. What is Merlin? Merlin is the understanding that even though there are laws of physics on this planet, that they can easily be moved, shifted, overcome. The Merlin that we're creating here, right now, understands that there are no limitations whatsoever. What is the Merlin? As a template for the new human on the planet, and the very reason that you came here, not to fight the new human species that's going by the way of technology, not to put it down, but to offer an alternative for humans in the future.
A while back, you had talked about we're talking about the COVID-19. You like the word coronavirus, but it's coronavirus 2019.
Yeah.
It's lasted much longer. A lot more people are dying.
Yes.
There's immense polarization, which we'll get to. But I would say, from your standpoint, what do you see? You said the humans have changed it. You mentioned that in one of the channels. Mm-hmm. What was that change? What did we do? How did we repurpose this pandemic?
Good. Good question. And as you say, predictions are very difficult. It's like watching a boat, sailboat on the ocean, and you believe it's headed in a certain direction. That's what you see. And by all calculations, it's going in a certain direction. But suddenly, just even the slightest breeze can change the direction of the sailboat. It can go off a different way. I am FM. AM, FM. Greetings to each and every one of you. My work is with the Crimson Council. The work is about preparing a link, what I call the FM link, which is a communications link between you and the master, the soul. That link right now, it's not that it's inoperative, but it's difficult for you as a human to find. When you go looking for the voice of the master, your true soul voice, as a human, you have a difficult time finding it. My mission was to help develop that link. The FM link is the ability now to understand and to hear and to perceive what's coming from your soul, not mine, not Adamus, not the universe, but your soul. But how do we do that? The simple explanation is we're going to set up a radio station. It will help ultimately break through even the old patterns caused by the headbands, which are no longer there, but the patterns are there. You'll be walking on the planet in full communication with all of yourself. That's what I've been working on these past 4 years. We have a lot to talk about today. But before we do, let's stop for a moment. Let's stop for this sacred moment of time just to make light. To make light. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. Let's feel it. Let's do it right now. Make light. Oh, you're trying too hard? Making light is rather easy and rather natural. It's one of your innate abilities to make light out of anything. Making light is adding a little humor. Even in the toughest situations, making light is also bringing something from a state of, you could say, sad energy, painful energy, or stuck energy into wisdom. Release it from its bondage in its challenging and difficult state, release it from the bondage that it's in, because so often humans, and especially me, would overthink everything. Overthink. Try to figure it out. And you know what happens? You think too much, you stink too much. I know so many of you have done the pirate call, the arg. But now let's turn that into the lion's roar. The roar of divine courage that has been within each and every one of you from the moment I came in. Something I didn't see right away, but something that truly came to the surface. The roar of courage within you. You are going to do this. You committed to this. You let that courage roar in the face of all the doubts, all the getting stuck in the mind, all the ridicule from others. You let it roar and come forth. That roar now replaces Gabriel's trumpet and calling out to the new ones that you're ready to share your stories, your wisdom, and your accomplishments. Who needs Gabriel's trumpet when you have the roar of Chambra going out all across the world, all across the universe, through time and space itself? Now that you've come to this point in your realization, let's be standards of grace. Standards of grace. In other words, let's put the suffering behind. Standards of grace in terms of accepting and allowing your own energies, your own Merlin, your own divinity. Let's roar out with courage that there's no place for suffering anymore in your life. Let's make suffering something of the ancient past as we go forward, as you sit on the park bench, as you radiate your light. Let's take a deep breath in this sacred moment now and allow yourself to be a standard of grace.
Hope you enjoyed those excerpts from the channels from Time of Merlin. There
was
more.
I can't believe I forgot to play them back when we were talking about that. But actually, we got to see it. But
yeah, you can see that it was really quite deep.
It really was. So moving along, almost time for a break. But we want to mention a couple of things. We're about to start our new series, the Art of Benching series, and it starts today, as a matter of fact. And leading up to this, we did a thing where we had a benching photo contest. We asked Chambra from all around the world to submit a photograph of themselves on a bench, and we had over 400 submissions. You can see all of those at crimsoncirclephotos.com. It's in our photo album on the website under miscellaneous, but you can also go straight to crimsoncirclephoto.com. And see all of them. There are some great shots from Chambra all around the world.
Absolutely.
We appreciate everybody who sent one in. And we said we were going to have a winner. And the winning photo is by Christina Bohler from Germany. And this is what that photo looks like.
Creative shot. Very
beautiful. Beautiful shot. Time lapse. I mean, beautiful composition and design. So that was the winning photograph. And congratulations, Christina. You got a $250 store certificate.
Okay.
Just a couple of quick things before we head to break. Crimson Circle launched a whole new store, an e-commerce store, on September 20th, I think, right about there. It it's the combination of a lot of hard work by our technical staff.
Amazing technical team.
Jorge and what we call the tequila team, tequila, and they did an amazing job.
They
much easier
hard.
To navigate, to find things,
right.
to check out and everything else. I just want to say to Jorge and the crew, thank you so much
for
all the hard work and long hours that went into that.
Shumber, we think you'll really appreciate these changes and this upgrade.
Absolutely. And finally, we do something every month where we take one of the products from the past and spotlight it. This month's spotlight is on something called the it's the Dreamboat thing with Metatron's Dreamboat. We actually did it on
the Dreamwalk.
We actually did it on Halloween 2014, and it's a great Halloween Dreamwalk experience. Adamus and Metatron take you through visiting to the other realms and witnessing the effects of your radiance. Now, it was so appropriate to pick that for this month because now we're going into the park bench series. Right. We're talking about just being radiant on your park bench. That particular Halloween Dreamwalk was all about going into the other realms,
right.
the astral realms of all the dead people, and simply shining a light.
Yeah.
So it really ties in well to what we're doing. That's available right now for $25. It's a beautiful, it's audio only, but it's a totally beautiful
Dreamwalk. It's a great experience.
Great experience. So going on to break, we want to thank, I'm sorry, I'm going to do it again. We have a quick recap from that, from the Halloween Dreamwalk.
A sample of it so you can get a sense for it.
Let's take a listen to that. Tonight, we have the privilege of another journeyer with us. Metatron has prepared a very special starboat for us to journey on tonight. So gather aboard now. Take a deep breath and find yourself on board Metatron's starboat for our journey into the other realms. Taking a deep breath into the fire of your passion that's here on our starboat tonight as we sail past. Let's go off now through a very special corridor that Metatron has prepared into the crystalline realms. And these are the birthing realms for the cosmos. Here is where creativity comes to be. And here is where, on this dreamwalk, you can receive your own rejuvenation, your own cleansing. This is where you can come, whether it is with a group or any time on your own, what I would call a shower of the soul. I would call the cleansing of the I am, for indeed it is very, very noisy, energetically noisy back on earth. And here you can come out into the quiet, into the beauty, into the sublime of the crystalline realms. Out here you can remember who you truly are. Out here you can come back into the consciousness of the I am.
I hope you could feel the beauty of that journey that we're taking through there.
Absolutely. So we're ready to take a break. It's time to get coffee, use the restroom, do whatever you do. We're going to be back in 30 minutes.
And
for
Jeff, you've been struggling because you're already trying to resist channel mode because Adamus is so strong. Am I right?
I'm really in channel brain, and I'm trying to remember all the details here from the slides and everything. It was a little choppy, but maybe that means the channel is going to be really good.
Ooh, I bet.
So we're going to be back in 30 minutes. Get your coffee or whatever else, and we'll see you right back here for the
Thank
first
you.
Of the Art of Benching series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you all.